to take to lunch in a pulk.
What would you say if, say you had a real heavy suitcase, you had to carry it up, it's hard to handle, you'd say, I had to put that suitcase up 3 flights of stairs.
Well, more than likely, I'd say I had to lug it up the stairs.
Okay.
3 or 4 flights.
Does it have to be heavy for you to lug or hard to handle? Or?
Well, it wouldn't necessarily have to be heavy, but if you... I carried it upstairs, but that's the only thing I could see. Mm-hmm. And the only other way you said they lugged it upstairs, of course I don't know whether lug is in the dictionary. Because
mm-hmm.
Webster was smarter than me.
You say he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he was going to hit him.
Threatened to hit him?
Did you ever say he acted as if, or he made out like he was going to hit him?
Well, he would act it like. I've heard that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But threatened to hit him would be what I'd use.
Mm-hmm. You say it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze over.
Okay. And you say the lake was what, solid? The lake?
Solid sheet of ice.
Okay. Because the lake had completely...
Well, I don't know whether it's completely done and froze over.
Okay. What if there's just a thin coating of ice on the lake?
Well...
You said the lake was what?
A light sheet of ice on it.
Did you ever say it skimmed over or scaled over?
No, I don't.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
And if you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so.
Well, tell it not to touch it, it's hot.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go. What, need a hammer? Go.
Well, you would use your hand to make it go.
Or, no, if you needed the hammer, and you'd tell someone else, run into the house and...
Run into the house and get me a hammer.
Okay, did you ever say, fetch me?
No, I've heard it used, but I don't. I never used fetch.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about fetch. So I've heard people use it, but I don't use it.
A game that you play where one child will hide, one child will be it, and the other's hide.
Hide and seek.
Huh?
Hide and seek.
What do you call the tree that you could touch and be safe?
Well, it's been so long ago since I was a little boy. I think I said free or something like
uh-huh.
that.
And in football, you run toward the...
goal.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more...
Give him another chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side in things, he's got a good sense of...
Got a good sense of humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
rid of them.
Did you ever say get shit on them?
Oh, no, I don't. They never use the word shit.
And if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody...
stole it.
Anything else you'd say?
No, I don't know. Latched on to it.
Okay. And you'd say,